National Federation of the Blind of Clark County. Meeting minutes. June 18, 2011. The meeting was called to order by the President Fitzpatrick. The Treasurer's report was given. The current balance was reported as 1,699.87. A letter was read by Connie Freeman Uterbach inviting the members of the Clark County chapter to attend the banquet celebrating the 125th anniversary of the founding of the Washington State School for the Blind. Kay Gipp made the suggestion that we send a person to represent us at the banquet. Don Mitchell volunteered to represent the chapter as he is planning on attending. Betty gave a report on the membership activity we have been planning. The cost for holding this activity at the downtown Hilton would be prohibitive. The Hilton quoted us an approximate price without food of $2,000 for the room from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. If we had food, provided the room cost, would go down to $1,500, but then the food costs would push it back up again. The long and short of it is that the event will likely cost in the neighborhood of $2,000 to put on. Betty suggested that we hold this activity as a part of the state convention on the Friday of convention. Mike explained that we are doing a youth activity and that having the personnel and energy to do both is not possible. Mike assured us that he was not opposed to doing a joint activity, but he felt it was not practical. Don Mitchell brought up the idea of getting an imagination grant to fund this activity. This might be done if the activity is geared towards getting members. Getting a grant in hand by September 17th is chancy. Perhaps we could put off this activity until the spring. We could then gear the activity towards membership and have time to get a grant to fund it. Connie said that it might be better to have some time pass after the ACB activity, so it is more likely that people that attended their meeting might attend ours. Don Mitchell said that he felt we could be more effective if we gave ourselves more time to plan. Connie suggested that we might use the Loop Key Center as a possible meeting place. The cost would be less and many of the older adults would already know about this center. It was suggested that we might take this idea and take it to some of the local retirement centers to teach their patrons about how they can become or remain independent with sight loss.
Page 2.
Les said that he thought we should gear it more towards younger persons if we really want to get new members. It was suggested that we title it in a way that we don't target older persons, but that we make it open to all ages. Beth suggested that we get quotes from other hotels in the area. One may be willing to lower the price if they know they are beating their competition. Mike said that it is not likely that we will hold a spring convention this year, so holding this activity in the spring would not conflict with the convention. Don Mitchell said again that he feels that we should move ahead with this plan, but that we shouldn't rush into it. Use more time to do a better job of organizing. The motion was made to postpone our membership event until a later date. In the discussion of the motion, it was felt that we should try to find a less expensive venue and use the money to advertise the event. The motion was seconded and passed. Mike Freeman said he wanted to participate in the planning meetings. Les announced that the room we are using in the Kennedy Building is going to be used in July, August, and September for an American Printing House History of Braille display, so we will move to the old main building and the cafeteria for the next 3 months. Les suggested that we all come and visit this display while it is on the Washington State School for the Blind campus. Les asked who would bring refreshments to the July meeting. After much discussion as to whether we really want refreshments, Connie volunteered to bring refreshments. Mike reminded us to sell raffle tickets for the state drawing at National Convention. Get your sold ticket stubs to someone who is going to convention. Mike announced that state convention is going to be in Vancouver on October 21st through 23 at the downtown Hilton. There was no presidential release in June, so it was moved that the meeting be adjourned, and the motion passed. Respectfully submitted, Don Mitchell, Secretary.